Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
And welcome back to Alabama's Morning News. I'm John Mounts. I'm sitting in for JT. He will hopefully return tomorrow. And we are going to try and catch up with John Decker from D.C. But before he joins us, I just want to talk a little bit about what happened on Friday, because I think I explained before the break that the moment that I saw the news break, I was watching it and I was so concerned that once again, we're going to have another story about another crazy person who was supporting Donald Trump. I know that's how they're going to trot the story out. And it was interesting that that's not how it unfolded. I can't say that I wasn't surprised that that's how it unfolded, but as I watched them explain more and more and more about this guy, I could tell that a lot of the folks in the mainstream media were more and more concerned that this might not go their way. Joining us now is John Decker in D.C. John, welcome to Alabama's Morning News.
Hey, thanks for having me on today, John, and I hope you had a great holiday weekend.
Great, and I hope yours was good. It was good too.
It was very good. A little bit of a road trip this past weekend, not associated with the Easter holiday. It was on Saturday. Went to Ohio, John. To pick up a puppy. So that was for my mom. So a big, long road trip that factored into the holiday weekend. And it was fortunately good weather, and hope you had good weather as well down there in Birmingham.
It was a gorgeous weekend in Birmingham, John. I wanted to talk with you, if I could, about what happened Friday in D.C. With the situation with the guy who drove his car into the barricade. How closely have you been following that?
Well, I've been following it very closely, John. You know, it's one of those situations where a lot of us thought that things had calmed down quite a bit since what happened on January 6th, the rioting at the U.S. Capitol. In fact, some of the fencing had come down over the course of the past few weeks, and maybe the guards of, you know, individuals that are at the checkpoints around the Capitol had been down a little bit. In any case, a terrible tragedy that happened on Friday, the loss of life of a U.S. Capitol police officer. And as a result, since then, as you can probably imagine, there's heightened vigilance at all of the checkpoints that are around the U.S. Capitol complex. And with good reason, just, you know, you never know. You just simply never know. And that's one of the things that law enforcement has to go through every day.
And this Noah Green guy, you know, we don't know a lot about him, but we're finding out more. And it turns out that it looks like he might have had some mental problems, maybe, or he was upset about something.
Well, you know, I think we're going to have to, you know, find out through law enforcement a lot of the answers to questions you're asking me. And that's because the individual that carried out this terrible crime at this checkpoint was killed in the process. And so law enforcement will have to sort of work its way backwards, looking at his social media accounts, looking at his computer, all of those things to try to figure out what the exact reason was for this attack on law enforcement, this attack on U.S. Capitol Police at this checkpoint. And so still not a lot of clear-cut answers in terms of why what happened on Friday actually happened.
I have some information here about Noah Green's brother. Noah Green was the attacker. He said that he was ill the night before the attack, and he sent an ominous text saying, "I'm sorry that I'm going to have to just live and be homeless," he said to his brother in a text about the thing. He said, "Thank you for everything you've done. I look forward to you when I was a kid, or I looked up to you when I was a kid. You inspired me a lot." So I guess that was somewhat of a suicide mission, it sounded like he intended for this not to turn out well.
Well, that's right, you know, and I don't know if you know the answer to this, John, but, you know, I wonder if he contacted law enforcement authorities at that point after receiving, as you described it, such an ominous message. That is, you know, so important. It's so important for people to reach out, to speak out, to say something. And, you know, maybe that could have been avoided if indeed law enforcement was contacted and knew, you know, to be on the lookout for this individual.
And apparently he'd become a little bit disconnected from his friends and family when he joined the Nation of Islam some years prior. And they're not sure if that has anything to do with it. But again, it doesn't seem like the narrative of the story that the media early on wanted to try and paint, because they right away started talking about the attack on the 6th, back on January the 6th. And they were talking about extremists, and they were talking about guns and all this kind of stuff. And, well, this guy, he didn't have a gun. He had a knife and he had a car. And he carried out the attack with those things, which goes to show you can ban guns all you want, but you're never going to stop crazy.
Well, that's right. You know, a lot of these issues, attacks that we see, that we've seen, unfortunately, around the country, particularly the mass shootings, they have a common denominator, and the common denominator is mental illness. And, you know, I don't think anybody would say that this individual that carried out the crime on Friday, killing a U.S. Capitol Police officer, was in his right mind. You know, he's mentally ill, obviously. So it's also important, you know, to avoid speculation. And, you know, that's what you see oftentimes on cable news in particular when incidents like this happen, just a rampant speculation without knowing everything associated with one of these attacks, the cause, the perpetrator, et cetera. And it's an unhealthy thing when you just, you know, jump to conclusions in terms of trying to figure out why these various types of attacks happen.
Gray Media's John Decker, thank you so much for joining me this morning on Alabama's Morning News.
Thank you, John. Have a great day. Talk to you real soon.
You Bye-bye. Too. Bye-bye.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.